Now, the rest of the story. The sun had set on mountainous seas, and as darkness engulfed them, the waves rolled higher, pounding the hull of the transatlantic steamship America. A jinx, some had called her, an unlucky vessel with ship's logs to prove it. During one storm not long previous, she had lost half of her lifeboats. On another voyage, more recent, for a reason yet unexplained, her pumps reversed, flooding the coal bins with seawater. And now on this autumn voyage to New York, with passengers alarmed by what they perceived as the sounds of laboring steam engines, the Atlantic rose once more, great and gray and ominous, and this is the rest of the story. One of the passengers aboard the America was a woman in her mid-30s named Rosine, R-O-S-I-N-E, and on that particular blustery evening, she stood at the top of a main companionway. She was studying the gaunt and forlorn figure of a woman that she did not know, a woman dressed in black, a woman walking toward Rosine, yet apparently the woman did not notice her. And it was this strange, almost eerie obliviousness that left the older woman unprepared for what happened next. For as she reached the top of the stairway, the already rolling ship, broadsided by a particularly formidable wave, the ship gave a sudden lurch, jolting this woman in black off balance and making her fall toward the stairs. But Rosine reached out for the woman in black, caught her dress in one hand, pulled her back, preventing her from toppling headlong down the staircase. Now, the woman was obviously ill and emaciated. Surely the woman would not have survived such a fall, and both women knew that. But then in a gentle, ethereal voice that filled Rosine with emotion, the woman in black introduced herself and thanked her, adding that God had perhaps intended, for some reason, to delay her demise. And at that point, Rosine came to a curious conclusion, which she later wrote in her diary, quote, "I had just done this unhappy woman the only service that I ought not to have done. I saved her from death," end quote. The last time Rosine saw her was on the dock at the port of New York as she, Rosine, was being led to her carriage. For you see, the French actress Rosine Bernard, whom you know better by the stage name Sarah Bernhardt, and as the renowned Madame Sarah was being escorted away from the crushing crowd that had come to adore her, she looked over to see this now familiar face of the woman in black, submerged in the throng, ignored, pushed aside by policemen, who were all busy opening a path for the visiting celebrity. For the rest of her life, Sarah wondered at the irony, as have historians since. For the pathetic woman whom Sarah Bernhardt had rescued at sea, October 1880, the woman all but unrecognized by her own countrymen was Mary Todd Lincoln, the widow of the president. It was known while she was first lady that Mary Lincoln loved the theater and theater people, but that after her husband was assassinated, she never entered a theater again. And thus did the scales balance in the world of make-believe. An actor murdered Abraham. An actress saved his wife. Now you know the rest of the story.